The Government of Canada and the BC Government have signed a historic coordination agreement with the Santa-Ilis Nation, recognizing the First Nations' jurisdiction over their own child and family services laws. "It was 3 years and 11 months of work," said Santa-Ilis Grand Chief Chasta Willie Charlie, Chaykwawet. "It was a difficult, almost 4 years at the table. We really appreciate those who were at the table when we signed a commitment letter say that we're going to do our best for this work, to move it along, get on the canoe and pick up the paddle and help us along the way." Charlie said Santa-Ilis leadership has been working since 1972 with the Ministry of Children and Families to reclaim responsibility over their own children and families. In 2023, Santa-Ilis brought into force Snowy-Ate-Emi, Melte Stiles, or Stiles Child and Family Services Law, which covers Santa-Ilis children living on reserve. Effective April 1, the Santa-Ilis Law extends to all Santa-Ilis children across BC. "Of all the sacred responsibilities, Stiles holds their children as their most precious resource," Charlie said in a statement. "They deserve to be safe and healthy, and to be connected to their family, lands, culture, traditions, and language. Snowy-Ate-Emi, Melte Stiles will blanket Stiles people with love and protection like a swakwe, sacred wool blanket, while providing culturally relevant services." Signing the agreement is an assurance from the federal and provincial governments that the needs and values of Santa-Ilis will be supported when it comes to the well-being of the nation's youth and families. The federal government has committed to providing $118 million over the course of 10 years of the agreement, and the province has committed to $16.4 million. During Family Day weekend this year, the Santa-Ilis people celebrated and asserted their jurisdiction over child and family services despite the lack of support from the federal government. The ceremony was originally intended to be a celebration of reaching a coordination agreement between BC, Santa-Ilis and Canada. However, the Canadian government reneged on their commitment to a coordination agreement between Santa-Ilis and the federal and provincial governments, failing to meet deadlines after 3 years of negotiations. In April, the province signed a coordinating agreement with Santa-Ilis, reinforcing BC's support for Santa-Ilis' independent jurisdiction over their own child and family services. Charlie said asserting their jurisdiction over their children is one step of many Santa-Ilis leaders have taken towards self-governance. "We're replacing the Indian Act, one page at a time, getting back to a place where we can be self-governed," he said. "Our children have inherent rights to know who they are, where they come from and what they belong to." Federal Minister of Indigenous Services Patty Haidu, holding back tears, said the nearly 4 years spent on this agreement was a labor of love. "I have to tell you that, as a minister of the Crown, especially in this particular portfolio, I feel deep shame for what this country consent to Indigenous people," she said. "The vision that I see for the future is that Santa-Ilis and so many other First Nations and Indigenous communities don't have to fight that hard to get back what is rightfully theirs. The right to live with their own laws, in this case, the right to protect their children and families, to ensure that more people can grow up surrounded by language and love and culture and family knowing who they are." BC's Minister of Children and Family Development Grace Lure expressed gratitude for all who stuck through the long, difficult negotiation progress for so many months. "Our shared goal is connection to community, culture, family, roots, in the community. That care for your own children and families in your own ways, in your own laws," she said. "And I know that there's so much work for all of us to do together. Thank you for the opportunity."